This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome back to this program Conley Edwards. He is the archivist for the Commonwealth of Virginia, works at the Library of Virginia. He's also the coordinator for the State Historical Records Advisory Board, on which I am most proud to serve. Conley, how are you, sir?
Just fine. How are you? Nice to talk with you, Coy.
Absolutely. And of course, the big occasion is the fact that October is Archives Month here in Virginia, when we celebrate all of the archives and the people who work in those archives and the people who contribute to these archives across the Commonwealth, which preserve history, preserve our heritage for our great-great-grandchildren.
That is correct. And thank you again for your support over the years of Archives Month. And I know you're a user yourself of archives and an advocate for their contribution to communities.
Absolutely.
Across the state.
I was talking just a few minutes ago about the Special Collections Archive at the University of Virginia, which is not only a beautiful facility, much like the Library of Virginia. Folks, if you've never been there in Richmond, please go. It's breathtaking. But the Special Collections here in Charlottesville is also a beautiful facility. And I spent many, many late evenings there over the years digging through old student letters and diaries and papers and photographs that have been preserved from the history of the University of Virginia, and it's just one treasure after another.
It's a very rich collection there. And you know, one thing that I hope that Archives Month will dispel is that image of historical societies and institutions like the state archives as dark, dusty, and dull places, but rather places that are alive and very appealing and are engaged with a broad spectrum of the community and on exciting topics.
So. Absolutely. I can't tell you, Conley, how many times at Special Collections at Alderman Library when I would be reading, for example, a letter from a UVA student writing home to his father in the 1840s or the 1850s about what's going on at school. And I would just look up. I just wanted to scream at how beautiful and amazing and just privileged, I guess, is the word that I felt that I could sit there and read this letter so many years later and get this beautiful window onto the past. It's just an incredible experience.
Well, there's a certain excitement that comes with that kind of connection to the past, whether it's a student or a historical figure like a Jefferson or a Washington.
Absolutely.
And that is certainly something that captures a lot of the feelings of my colleagues here. I think we all share that excitement.
Yeah, and not everybody's into history, but I'll tell you, if you can have a rich experience like that, it may just change your mind. In fact, I gave a personal tour yesterday during lunch to an old friend that I hadn't seen in 25 years and was just in Charlottesville and was showing her around the university, and she said, I've never really been much into history, but I find this so fascinating. This is really interesting.
That's great.
Yeah. We're talking with Conley Edwards. He is the archivist for the Commonwealth of Virginia at the Library of Virginia. And Conley, tell us a little bit about Archives Month in Virginia. What's going on?
Well, it started as actually in 2002 as Archives Week, but in 2006, working with other organizations in the state, we expanded it to Archives Month. And we've been going strong. We distribute a poster each year. This year, there are images from 17 institutions that have contributed to the poster, and we distributed that around the state. I hope you got your copy.
I do indeed.
And there are a number of events that are going to take place in October to showcase the collections, especially towards the end of the month on October 27th. A number of archival institutions are opening their doors to the public. There are events here. There's an archives fair here at the Library of Virginia that day, and it's actually taking place at the Museum of the Confederacy. But the Library of Virginia will be participating along with the Roanoke College and the Valentine Richmond History Center and the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and a number of other institutions, too. And then later in the month, on the 29th, there's a talk here at the library by Bruce Chadwick, who's written a really fascinating book about the murder of George Wythe. And I hope people will come to see that. And some behind-the-scenes tours at here again at the library and the Museum of the Confederacy, and exhibits at places like ODU, the library at ODU, and the SWIM Library at William & Mary are having exhibits that are running through this month, too. So I hope some of your listeners will take an opportunity to go to the Alderman Library and go to Special Collections.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, if you can't get to any of these events out of town, then head on over to Alderman's Library at Special Collections and just look around.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And I'm sure there's an amazing staff there, as there usually is, people that work in places like this, very helpful and very dedicated to what they do. And they can help you discover some of the great treasures that are there. Hey, Conley, give us an idea of some of the treasures that we have in the State Archives in Richmond, just some of the things that would immediately come to mind that we might not know that you have there.
It's hard to narrow it down just a couple, but I know one that everybody would be interested in would be Virginia's copy of the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Bill of Rights. There were a number of copies that were sent to each state for consideration and adoption. So we have the copy that was sent to Virginia.
Wow.
For ratification, and that's here in our collection. Also, Virginia's Statute for Religious Freedom, drafted by Thomas Jefferson and passed by the General Assembly.
I have a copy on the wall of my office.
Oh, well, good. Virginia's Ordinance of Secession during the Civil War.
Wow.
Is here. You know, those things are exciting, and they certainly produce a lot of oohs and ahs, but, you know, I see the most exciting things, or the people get most excited about the things that really have the most meaning to them, and it might be a will of an ancestor or some record that lets them discover a part of their past, and there are lots of sources here, both original and on microfilm and digital as well, that help people in that quest.
Yeah, and it's true, Conley, that somebody literally could, you know, if you're in Richmond for the day, you can just walk in off the street and ask for help for somebody to look into anything in Virginia history.
Exactly. We don't require an appointment, and only thing is that we ask is for people to have some identification on them to be able to look at the original material that we have here, or the microfilm as well. So.
Conley Edwards is my guest. He is the archivist for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And Conley, we have some, regrettably, some sad news that we want to announce before you, before we let you go, and that is the fact that you are stepping down as the archivist.
At the end of this month, yeah, after 35 years here at the Library of Virginia, it's been a wonderful adventure for me, and I never expected to spend that long of a working career at one place, but it's been a real honor, and I work with wonderful people. I've met wonderful people who've come in to use the collection, and that's the hardest part of leaving the job, I think.
Yeah. Well, you are an institution unto yourself there at the Library of Virginia, and you have served the Commonwealth and so many people across the state with such dedication and professionalism and leadership, and you really will be missed, Conley.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Coy. I really appreciate it.
Conley Edwards is the archivist for the Commonwealth of Virginia and the coordinator for the State Historical Records Advisory Board. And Conley, what's the website for the Library of Virginia?
Archives Month has got a Facebook page. If you just go Virginia Archives Month on Facebook, but the library's address is www.lva.virginia.gov.
There you go. Thank you, Conley. Take care.
Thank you, Coy.
Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.